The planet Earth had its hottest day in nearly 50 years of record-keeping this week, twice. The globe's average temperature reached 62.9 degrees Fahrenheit on Tuesday, according to the University of Maine's Climate Reanalyzer. That's a tool that uses data from the U.S. National Centers for Environmental Prediction Climate Forecast System to provide a series of daily average air temperatures based on readings from surface, air balloons, and satellite observations. The NCEP's data goes back to 1979. On Monday, the average temperature was 62.6 degrees Fahrenheit. That was itself a record-setting temperature, albeit a record that only lasted for 24 hours. Prior to Monday, the hottest record in global temperature had been 62.46 degrees Fahrenheit in 2016. The numbers come after months of record warmth in the North Atlantic, record low sea ice in Antarctica, and a strengthening El Niño weather pattern. Temperatures in cities across the globe are setting high marks for heat, and Wednesday's forecast doesn't show anything changing. In a conversation with the Associated Press, University of Maine climate scientist Sean Burkle, the creator of the Climate Reanalyzer, said the daily figures generated by the project are unofficial until the data can be verified and analyzed, but they're still useful snapshots of what's happening in a warming world. Eugene Cordero is a professor in the Department of Meteorology and Climate Science at San Jose State University. Cordero said that global temperatures have been consistently rising for decades, and that successive record-breaking temperatures should not be surprising.
We track global temperatures, and that's accumulation of weather stations all over the world. And, you know, it's a very steady general rise in global average temperature over the last 40 years. And, you know, there'll be a year or so where, you know, things maybe are level or maybe they go down. But then there'll be a couple of years where temperatures are going up, and it's kind of a little bit like a seesaw pattern. But we've been witnessing, you know, increases in global temperature. And so it's not a surprise for us to be, you know, breaking a record.
Cordero said that the slow but consistent rise in global temperatures makes him doubtful that governments will be able to curb climate change enough to prevent a rise past 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial temperatures. Countries pledged in the Paris Climate Agreement to limit global warming to below 1.5 degrees, beyond which many climate science models indicate extreme flooding, drought, wildfires, and food shortages could increase dramatically.
I would say most practicing climate scientists and people who study energy, I don't think they expect us to keep global temperatures below 1.5. You know, we're not, as some people say, bending the curve or reducing our emissions very effectively, even though we have, you know, globally made some progress towards shifting to renewables. It's not fast enough. I mean, it's still possible to get the 1.5, but if you watched how things have gone over the last couple of decades, doesn't seem like, I wouldn't bet on it.
Cordero said that he hoped the record-breaking temperatures might be a wake-up call for policymakers.
This hopefully provides policymakers and other folks with a little bit more incentive to say, you know, this is really important. This is costing us money. This is costing us loss of lives, loss of property, and we should do something about it. And so myself just saying that, oh, yeah, I don't expect us to reach 1.5 doesn't mean that I'm like happy with that at all or think that that's okay. So, you know, this, we as a society need to make it clear to our government that, you know, we can do better and we can, you know, actually do something about this climate change issue.
With the ongoing El Niño weather pattern continuing and summer not yet in full swing, temperatures could go higher still before the year is out. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.